Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a moonlit jungle style jungle arp in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're going to make it feel like it belongs with breakbeats, not like a random synth loop dropped on top, but like a real part of a DNB phrase. That's the whole game here. A live beginner arp sound too neat, too straight, too trancy. In jungle and breakbeat-led drum and bass, the arp needs to breathe with the drums. It should feel rhythmic, a little haunted, a little modular, and just loose enough to dance around the break. So we're going to build a simple minor key arp, then offset some notes, shape the filter, and arrange it so it actually works in a track. First, set your tempo somewhere around 172 BPM. That's a great sweet spot for this kind of vibe. If you want to think in classic DNB terms, 170 to 174 is the zone. Then set up two lanes. One for your drums or breakbeat, and one for your arp. I highly recommend putting the break down first, because the arp should respond to the groove, not compete with it. Even if it's just a simple kick and snare pattern with a few chopped break slices, get that rhythmic bed in place before you start writing the synth. Now for the sound. On your arp track, load up a stock instrument like Waveitable, Analog, or Operator. If you want the easiest starting point, Waveitable is great. Pick a saw wave, or blend a saw and triangle if you want something a little softer. Keep it pretty basic at first. Then add a low-pass filter, and start with a cutoff somewhere in the mid-range, maybe around 1.5 to 4 kHz depending on how bright you want it. We're not trying to build a huge lead sound yet. We want something mid-focused, glinty, and controllable. After the synth, you can add a little saturator. Just a little. Think around 2 to 5 dB of drive if needed. That gives it a bit of wear. A little jungle grit. If you want some width, a tiny bit of chorus ensemble can help, but don't go too far. And if you use echo or reverb, keep them subtle for now. The arp should still feel close enough to the drums that it locks into the pocket. Next, write your MIDI pattern. Keep it simple. Choose a minor key like a minor, D minor, or F sharp minor. For this example, let's think in a minor. A really solid starter pattern could use notes like A, C, E, and G. You do not need a huge melodic idea. In fact, less is often better here. A one-bar or two-bar clip with just 3 to 5 notes can be enough if the rhythm is good. Try to keep the note range around C3 to C5. Don't go too low, because your bass needs that space. And don't fill every 16th note just because you can. In DNB, space is a feature. A phrase that implies movement often sounds more professional than one that explains everything. Now here's the real trick. Offset the notes. This is where the jungle feel starts to happen. Instead of placing every note perfectly on the grid, move a few notes slightly early or late. We're talking tiny adjustments, like 5 to 20 milliseconds. Maybe the first note lands right on the beat, the second one nudges a little late, and a higher passing note comes in slightly early. That small push and pull makes the arp feel human, and it lets it weave around the breakbeats instead of sitting stiffly on top of them. A good beginner rule is to keep the first note of the bar pretty solid, then offset one or two other notes just enough to create motion. If your break has swing or a humanized feel, those little offsets help the arp belong to the same groove. Also, don't just think about timing. Try shortening some note lengths too. Slightly shorter notes can make the pattern feel more percussive and leave room for ghost hits in the drums. This is a really useful test. Mute the drums for a moment and listen to the arp on its own. If it still feels interesting, but not overcrowded, you're in a good place. If it only works when the drums are playing, it might be too busy. You want the arp to hold its own, but not dominate. Now let's make it lock with the break. Loop the drums and listen to where the snare, hats, and ghost notes hit. Use those accents as guideposts. Maybe one note lands just after the snare for a call and response feel. Maybe you leave a gap where the break does something important. Maybe a higher note comes in just before a fill. This is the part that turns a loop into an arrangement that feels alive. And here's something people overlook. If the arp feels off, check where the clip starts in the bar. Sometimes shifting the whole clip by a 16th note changes the relationship with the break more than editing a bunch of individual notes. So, if it feels like the phrase is leaning awkwardly, try moving the whole thing a tiny bit left or right before you start overthinking the notes. Once the groove feels good, start shaping motion. Add an auto filter after the synth if needed, and automate the cutoff across 4 or 8 bars. A nice move is to keep the intro filtered pretty low, then slowly open it through the build, and let it sit partly open in the drop. For a moonlit jungle vibe, that filter movement is really important. It gives you that feeling of moonlight coming through the canopy, if you want the visual. Slight resonance can help too, but keep it gentle. You want shimmer, not whistle. You can also add movement with autopan or a very subtle chorus ensemble. Keep the rate synced and the amount low. This should feel like motion inside the texture, not a special effect taking over the whole part. If you want a little more tension in the build, raise the saturator drive just a touch. Again, small moves matter a lot in D&B. Now arrange the ARP like a real section, not just a loop. A simple 8-bar structure works really well. For example, bars 1 and 2 can be filtered and sparse, maybe only the higher notes. Bars 3 and 4 bring in the full pattern. Bars 5 and 6 repeat it with a small variation at the end of the phrase. Then bars 7 and 8 close the filter a little and set up the next section. That kind of progression makes the idea feel like it's going somewhere. A great D&B habit is to duplicate and edit rather than rebuilding from scratch. Make one version for the intro, one for the main phrase, and one for a fill or turnaround. You can also change just one note at the end of every 2-bar phrase. That tiny change can make the whole loop feel like it's evolving. If you want extra lift, try an octave jump on the last note every 4 or 8 bars, but use that sparingly so it stays special. For transitions, try removing the last note before a snare fill, or muting the ARP for half a bar before it comes back in. That silence can hit harder than adding more notes. You can also automate a little more reverb at the end of a phrase, then pull it back down when the drop lands. Just remember, too much reverb can smear the snare and blur the break, so keep it under control. Mix-wise, this is where a lot of beginners lose the plot. Add EQ8 after the instrument and high-pass the ARP somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Get that low end out of the way. If the ARP feels harsh, gently trim a bit around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it needs a little air, you can add a small boost around 8 to 10 kHz, but only if the mix can handle it. And be careful with stereo width. It's fine to have width in the upper layer, but keep the low mids more focused and mono-friendly so the drums and bass stay strong. If the bass line is already living in the 150 to 500 Hz range, pay attention to that overlap. The ARP should support the track, not crowd the foundation. In D&B, disciplined mid-range management is a huge part of sounding clean and heavy at the same time. Once your loop feels solid, turn it into an actual arrangement. Copy the best 8-bar section and create contrast. Maybe the ARP drops out for a bar before the drop. Maybe it returns filtered. Maybe the second phrase has a different ending note. That call and response structure is a classic D&B move, and it keeps the listener engaged without needing a million U sounds. If you want to get a little more advanced, try making 3 versions of the same ARP clip: a sparse intro version, a main phrase version, and a turnaround version. Or duplicate the clip and shift the copy a 16th later, then lower its volume. That can create a shadow layer that thickens the groove without making it louder. Another great trick is to remove one note from bar 2 and bar 4 so the phrase leans differently each time it repeats. Those tiny details matter a lot. Sound design-wise, if the ARP feels too clean, a little extra saturation or even a touch of mild bit reduction can give it more of that sample-based jungle texture. If you need more motion, a very light flanger or phaser can work too, but keep it subtle. This style usually sounds better when it feels a bit restrained and mysterious rather than flash. So here's your practice goal. Build one full 8-bar Moonlit Jungle ARP phrase in Ableton Live 12. Pick a minor key. Make a 1-bar ARP with just 4 notes. Offset at least 2 of those notes slightly early or late. Put a breakbeat underneath it. Add autofilter and automate the cutoff across 8 bars. Duplicate the ARP and make one variation by removing a note or two. High pass it with EQ8. Then listen to it in context and export a quick sketch if you can. If you want the bigger challenge, extend that into a 16-bar idea with 3 variations, at least 4 note offsets, 1 filter move, 1 stereo movement effect, and at least 1 bar where the ARP disappears completely. Keep the low end clean and compare a sparser version with a busier version. That comparison will teach you a lot about what actually serves the groove. The big takeaway here is simple. In jungle and breakbeat D&B, the ARP is not just a melody. It's a rhythmic hook. It lives inside the drum pocket. The timing, the offsets, the arrangement, and the filtering matter just as much as the notes themselves. If you can make one ARP feel alive against a break, you're already thinking like a real D&B producer. All right, open up Ableton, get that break looping, and start carving the moonlight into the groove.